Ready for a pop quiz? Okay, what is the difference between octane and cetane? Ray Bohax here, the Hot Rod Farmer from the Idle Chatter podcast on the Global Ag Network. A very common misconception is that the terms refer to almost the same aspect of the respective fuel. It is true that both identify a characteristic of combustibility, but they are as different as soybeans are from corn in terms of nitrogen scavenging. The definition of octane is the fuel's ability to resist combustion from pressure and/or heat and wait for the arcing of the spark plug. The higher the octane, the better the ability to resist auto combustion. A low octane fuel will be prone to auto combust via heat or pressure. When gasoline auto combusts, there are multiple flames expanding in the bore instead of the intended one. A flame that was the result of the auto combustion event along with the proper event created by the arcing of the spark plug. When the two flames collide, it is heard as knock or ping. The octane rating of gasoline has nothing to do with its energy content. Often, the components used to raise the octane steal some of the potential energy when measured in British thermal units. Cetane number is the exact opposite. It is the fuel's eagerness to ignite from the heat created in the bore from the compression of the air. The higher the cetane number, the shorter the ignition delay and the better the ignition quality. As with octane, cetane provides an audible qualifier. Higher cetane fuel will create a quieter combustion event that enjoys less diesel knock than a fuel with a low number. As an aside, the engine will also run smoother, be more responsive, and usually return better fuel mileage. When designing a gas engine, the goal is for it to be octane tolerant, meaning it can have a normal combustion event on low octane fuel. The aim for a diesel engine is to not be cetane sensitive. The design should promote a short amount of ignition delay even with low cetane fuel. For the most life from any engine, it is important to understand the difference between the two fuels and how they are rated.